Our Lord, not wishing to make his mission one of extravagance, seeks to depart from the crowd, but he does so with a specific intention, for he seeks men of goodwill who wish to follow him for the truths that he came to depart upon humanity. And so the scribe shows himself not to be a man of goodwill because he asks our Lord a question that had also a specific intention. It was, according to St. Thomas, as if he were to ask, "Where is it written in the law that we must follow you?" And so our Lord instructs him not in a cruel fashion, but in a manner that leaves the opening of the following of Christ even to the scribe and Pharisees, for he came in order to save people and not to destroy them, as we read in today's gospel. For he would have spared Sodom and Gomorrah if he found 10 just men, but in the new dispensation, our Lord is willing to spare nations and peoples if he finds those who are willing to earnestly follow him. And so the majority of the crowd at this time was willing to follow him, but the Pharisees and the scribes were always working against our Lord. And so our Lord instructs the scribe in this incident that there is a cost at following him, that one must abandon all things, all worldly pleasures, and all worldly pursuits. For the scribes had a very good system set up in which they were becoming very wealthy. Our Lord said it was instructing him that it was time to abandon pleasures and pursuits of this world in order to follow him who is the author of the world to come, that is, our heavenly King and our Savior. And so we have much to be thankful for, because we also can help spare our nation. For if our Lord was willing to spare the Sodom and Gomorrah of old, how much more so must we entreat him to spare the modern Sodom of Gomorrah? Because as Scripture says, if Tyre and Sidon will blush over the sins of the people, then what would happen in our day and age when we have exceeded all nations and all times in the evil that is being perpetrated in society, most particularly against the children? And yet our Lord is willing to spare if he finds good people who are willing to follow him. That is, as the Blessed Mother would instruct us at the wedding feast of Cana, to do whatever he tells you. Our Lord is clearly saying that it is not a matter of inquiry, but of following. We do not ask the questions why we are to follow him. We are, as he told St. Peter, to merely get behind him and follow him, for we cannot possibly understand in their most profound depth all the mysteries of the faith that he came to teach us, and indeed that will be the joy of eternity, that we will constantly grow in our understanding of the mysteries of our faith, and so there can be no boredom in eternity, because we will constantly be growing in our love and our knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so let us not inquire like the scribes of yesterday, nor let us follow the modern scribes who are constantly questioning and inquiring to the veracity of Scripture, to the veracity of the teachings of the Church, to the possibility that the Church may change her perennial teaching. But let us rather, as most of the people in the crowd did, let us follow him. For our Lord always departed from the crowds in order that he may try them, that is, that he may find those who are really following him out of love rather than out of an opportunity. The scribe saw an opportunity if he could whittle his way in to the community. He saw an opportunity to attain a high position in this and thus increase his wealth. But our Lord admonishes him while also leaving open to him the possibility of following him. And so we learn that most profound mystery, that our Lord and Savior came not to close the door on any soul, not to close the door on any sinner, but in order to open the door, to allow all those who are willing to follow him into his kingdom, where he will protect them, most particularly through the maternal mediation of his most holy mother. And so we have much to be thankful for, because our Lord did not find 10 good men by which he would have been willing to spare Sodom and Gomorrah, but he found one good woman by which he was willing to spare the whole world, not only in the time of his incarnation, but of all times to come and all times past, that it was the faithfulness of the one that in the end spared the modern spared Sodom and Gomorrah. For that is also an analogy for all peoples and all lands in all times who abandon the teachings of God in order to follow their own whims, their own pursuit of pleasure, their own pursuit of this world. And so let us thank her who stood in the breach for mankind, so that mankind may have the opportunity to work out his salvation. And so Let us not, in imitation of the scribe, inquire as to our, of our Lord, but let us ask him what he wishes us to do, and then beg earnestly for the grace to do all that he wants us to do for him.